Yeah, I'm not familiar with Jeremy Bentham. So I had just a question about his perspective and if you could explain it a little bit more. Because I mean that seems really messed up to me to write that we need to force people to be happy. Did he frame it that way? It just doesn't seem like that's a very easy pill to swallow if you're reading some academic book and they're suggesting that we have to force people into this way of being happy and coping and accepting life. I immediately reject that, so I'm wondering how that became so popular.
Well, I think there's two things we have to always keep in mind. Powers focus on order, and that's been sanctioned since Plato, at least, because the West, and that's a big definition of the West, for millennia has been struggling with this issue of class, of how do you suppress the vast majority in order to develop in their minds, perfection, how to achieve ongoing movement toward knowledge infinite. And that has been, I believe, a massive phony rationale that power gives itself for suppressing the vast majority. I mean, all of us would love lives of leisure, and all of us want to believe that we are special and important and serve the larger species. Serving humanity is something that moves all of us. And so that has been a way to justify forcing the vast majority to work so that the few who can advance the goal of perfection are freed up to do that. And so Bentham believed he was the most benevolent man who ever lived because he figured out a way to, he thought, accomplish this for power, maintain order, because those who are sat on by power, we don't really like it and tend to resist. So how do you weed out resistance so the small minority can serve the greater good? Now, the other thing to remember is that this is taught at elite institutions. I wasn't ever taught Jeremy Bentham or Plato. But when I walk around and talk to students at UC Berkeley, they know Jeremy Bentham and Plato. Rigid fixed class divisions also means rigid fixed class education, differential education. So to respond to the question, why would this be accepted? Because the tiny few who Bentham wrote for needed a rationalization for subjecting the vast majority. And this was a nice one. And you have to control the lexicon. Happiness is defined as not complaining.
Okay, so I'll just summarize that. So he wasn't writing for working class people. Answer.
No.
Yeah, okay.